Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Fulks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And this past weekend, as we celebrated Palm Sunday together, we focused in our Daybreak series on the crucifixion. Now, the big idea of the series is that every day should reflect the resurrection. And as we talked about the crucifixion and what Jesus went through on the cross, one of the first things that Jesus said from the cross, one of the first sayings is when he said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which was translated, my God, why have you forsaken me? And one of the things that we talked about there and we pointed out is that Jesus, during that moment, the weight of the sin of the world, your sin, my sin, was on his shoulders. And when he cries out, my God, it's kind of an indicator of the fact that Jesus is abandoned on the cross. All the other times in the Gospels when Jesus addresses God in prayer, he always says, Father. This is the only time that he refers to God in a third person sense kind of way. And there's some sense of theological separation there between the holiness of the Trinity, the holiness of God, and the reality that Jesus is bearing the weight of sin, the stripes, the penalty of our sin was on his shoulders in that moment. And we just talked about how it's really physically illustrated in the crucifixion by the fact that there was this deep, deep darkness for 3 hours during that time during the crucifixion. And as I thought about that theological darkness in a feelings kind of way, not in a theological way, but a feelings kind of way, it kind of feels that way today. It feels like with everything going on with the coronavirus and this pandemic around the world, that there's this feeling of darkness. And the encouragement that we receive is that out of the worst thing you could think of, this crucifixion of the one righteous man who's ever walked the planet, that out of this darkness comes incredible light. And so as we celebrated communion together this past Sunday, the crucifixion of Jesus is a reminder for us to repent, to turn our hearts God's direction, and to be reminded of the forgiveness that we receive from him, so that on a regular basis, we are hearing from God and we say back to God that our lives are surrendered to him. That if there's any space or distance between us and God, the crucifixion of God, his love for us, is what brings change and transformation in our lives. The book of Romans in the New Testament says that it is the kindness of God that moves us, that leads us to walking in this mode of repentance. And so as uncomfortable as it is to sometimes to focus on the cross or to talk about the crucifixion, it's absolutely necessary because the cross is what gives us access to God. It's what you heard Adam say on Sunday in the message, that the veil was torn in two. It was a representative way physically of realizing that we have access to God, to his person, to go to him in prayer. And so I would just say, as we start a new week, and it's a week where on the one hand, spiritually, we focus on the hope that we have in the resurrection, practically speaking, culturally speaking, there's certainly a lot of uncertainty about what is going to happen as we go through the next couple of weeks. So let's take advantage of the access that we have to go to God right now. I'm going to pray for us, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray as well. God, as we start a new day and a new week, Lord, this week, typically on our calendar every year, is what gives us hope. It's the thing, God, that ultimately is bedrock in our faith. Lord, the fact that you beat death, Lord, gives us the hope that we will do the same. And that all comes out of your crucifixion, the kindness, the love that you showed us in the cross. And so, God, I pray that we'll rely on that today. We offer, surrender our lives to you, use them however you want. And in the most uncertain of times, God, we throw our lives onto you. Lord, we're seeing in this crisis the shifting sands that we've built our lives on in the past, and Lord, we want to stand on the rock. So I pray you'll help us to do that today. Now you take the opportunity right now to pray and to ask God to give you that same sense of hope that comes out of the crucifixion as you face today and face this week. Well, once again, thanks for joining us today for the Drivecast. I hope you'll take the opportunity to be with us tomorrow and the rest of the week as we head towards Easter services this coming Sunday morning online at 9:30 and 11. God bless you. Have a great day.